So this trial, this is the one that has Bev in all the arms?
Yes.
Which one? I forgot the number. What is that?
252. It's been presented at the SGO, and it's in the Journal of Clinical Oncology.
So what exactly did they look at, and what did they find?
Yeah, so they asked the pure question, carboplatin in the vein, carboplatin in the belly. I get it, it was carbo. There was no difference. And then there was the third arm, just like the prior study with cisplatin and paclitaxel in the belly, and there was no difference. It was 1,500 patients. And all y'all, everybody agreed this was going to be the definitive trial. And then when it didn't support your bias, you didn't believe it. That is not the way to practice oncology. When we do these trials and they don't support your bias, you need to change your mind.
So, and again, I remember when I first heard about that trial, it was very, because there's still a lot of controversy about Bev, and yet Bev's in all three of these arms. So were you involved in the design of it?
Absolutely. So the reason that Bev was in all three of those arms is because we thought that Bev was a game changer. Remember, bevacizumab GOG-218 was published in the New England Journal of 2011. So these studies were like, oh, we did it, a targeted therapy. And then the FDA didn't approve it. And so that's when there became this concern, and was it cost or toxicity? Well, we don't understand.
Although it was approved in Europe, though, amazingly.
It was approved in virtually every other company, including Australia and Mexico, right, and Canada.
And the UK.
And the UK, right. So in the UK, it wasn't, NICE didn't approve it, but they said, you know, ovarian cancer is so rare, we'll just pay for it, the Cancer Drug Fund.